Time now for our Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Jansa van Rensburg, bandwithblog.co.za, joining us on the line once again. TNS, how are you, my friend? Welcome to Smile FM.
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well. Lovely to have you on the line. Last week's Tech Talk Tuesday discussion was around the new range of iPhones. We highlighted the Pro models. They were definitely ones to look at should you want to go out that way. But interesting, they also launched now a watch with it, right?
That's correct, yes. So every year when we get the new iPhones, we also get the new Apple Watches. And the same happened this year. So we had the Apple Watch Series 8 that was launched alongside these new iPhones. But for the first time ever, they have launched the Apple Watch Ultra.
Okay, the Apple Watch Ultra.
That's right. So the Apple Watch Ultra is effectively a more rugged, bigger, more bulky Apple Watch. It still has the same software features, the same implementation with how they use apps. All of that is exactly the same, but this is aimed at extreme athletes and people that need their Apple Watch not just to be a fashion statement, but also very, very functional when they do all their fitness and training and when they compete competitively.
So what you're saying is that for the average guy on the street like you and me, if you're going to go out and get that, there's going to be overkill completely.
Yes. 100% it's going to be overkill. So it's definitely aimed at, as I said, the extreme athlete. So effectively what Apple did was they spoke to a bunch of professional athletes, and they took all of the ones that said, no, I don't use an Apple Watch, and they asked them, why don't you use an Apple Watch? And they tried to build in all of those reasons into this Apple Watch Ultra to make it effectively the best possible version of an Apple Watch for people that need it to do, be super connected with GPS, have better battery life. It's got a lot better tracking software, and it can dive up to 100 meters in the ocean. So there's a lot of different features that comes with Apple Watch Ultra that doesn't come with a normal Apple Watch.
So listen, effectively, this is everything you want in a smartwatch. It's essentially a phone on your wrist. Just quickly, your thoughts on the Ultra Watch. I know that you and I probably won't make much use of it, I suppose, but we do have some incredible athletes in Cape Town, which will most certainly make use of it. What's your overall thoughts, just to wrap up?
Yeah, definitely. I think, so for example, it's aimed at divers, as I said, 100 meters in the ocean. Very few other watches can do that. It can last twice as long on battery, so ultra marathon athletes can I use it. That's one of the target markets. For me and you, probably not the most useful, but for a lot of other people that are really into their fitness and need this smartwatch to do everything as well as possible. It also has a new technology in GPS that can track much better indoors, between tall buildings, if you're doing a marathon throughout a city, all these kind of things. It does so much better. So for the athlete, and this is probably going to work very, very well.
So the watch itself is available at the moment. It launched with the new range of iPhones. Can people get their hands on it now already?
It's ready for pre-order. It won't come out until next month, but as you can imagine, it's quite a bit more expensive than the normal Apple Watch Series 8. It's actually twice the price. So for a lot of people, that's going to be obviously a hurdle too far. But for these athletes that need their equipment to do everything it needs to, this will now compete against those really high-end Garmin and those type of watches that they've been using up until now. So it's definitely a market that Apple wants to get into, and it sounds like, at least initial reactions from these extreme athletes, that it could be a viable option for them.
Look, it sounds fancy enough, that's for sure. TNS, thank you very much for the chat. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Jans van Rensburg.